Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. Trailer Talks, the Marcellus Shell Water Project, is a combination of live events, sound pieces, radio broadcasts, home movies, and an evolving interactive website that you're welcome to participate in. We're exploring the impact of natural gas drilling on New York's water resources and the issues being debated in our neighborhoods throughout the country and globally. What is guiding people's decisions about whether or not to lease their land for gas drilling? And at what point do the rights of the individual diminish in the face of the health of an entire area? What role does water itself have on the ability for an area to survive by providing for itself? What impact is this having not only on the communities in the shale regions, but also on the national dialogue and policymaking decisions around energy extraction? What defines the American dream, and how does it impact the decisions being made in our communities? Trailer Talk's Marcellus Shale Water Project explores the impact of natural gas drilling in our neighborhoods. Local culture, generations of history, and beloved homes can be lost when the oil and gas companies, intent on fossil fuel extraction, move into a new region. We're facing a complete shift in our region as this largest ever concentration of gas lies in wait beneath our feet. Please go to www.trailertalk.net and talk to us. For today's road session, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate all of the people who have spoken out, who have worked so hard to stop fracking for the moment in New York State. This is historic. This is the first time ever that there is a moratorium for fracking, hydrofracturing for natural gas drilling in the United States and globally. Governor Patterson has issued an executive order that calls for a temporary timeout on fracking. It's complicated, it's a step in the right direction, and there is something now being called the Patterson loophole, and New Yorkers are calling on Governor-elect Cuomo to close that loophole and to protect our health and our environment. But now is a time to celebrate this win and this moratorium on fracking that will stand until July 2011. For today's road session, some of the voices, some of the people who have spoken out. Julie and Craig Sautner are the messengers who live on Carter Road in Dimmick, Pennsylvania, which is the ground zero of what can go wrong with natural gas drilling and fracking. I wanted to share our conversation and also other people's voices from the DRBC hearing in Trenton, New Jersey, from the DEC hearing in Locksheldrick, New York, from the Catskill Mountain Keeper Barn Fest in Beaverkill, New York, and other people's voices who have given their time and their energy to make this possible so further studies can be made and people can keep speaking out to ensure that our precious resources of water are protected.
Like I said before, I can live without gas. I can't live without water, and I can't. We have to have our water. I mean, it's a precious commodity that we got to, we better protect it. We have to protect it.
It's not a privilege.
And you know, we have constitutional rights too. Yeah. In the U.S. and the state, for clean water and clean air.
Well, thinking about this massive Gulf Coast oil spill, thinking about oil and gas and coal and all these different forms of fossil fuels that we are so dependent on, and the corporations who are profiting and not taking responsibility and who really know far less than I think we were led to believe. And so what does that mean? Are we talking about lies? Are we talking about these procedures really entering into territories that are unknown? Well, with the Marcellus Shale Water Project, we are going to be exploring natural gas drilling in my neighborhood of the Sullivan County Catskills, the surrounding upstate New York areas, the Hudson River Valley, and Pennsylvania.
No water for gas! 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 No water for gas!
The land with its majesty, its open wild spaces, and its mysterious and necessary diversity is more valuable than piles of gold. These mountains and the river valleys with their beauty nourishes us so generously is at present being compromised by the trading of land for leases in this Marcellus Shale region. This is the place that I call home, and where I listen to the singing of the trees and the songs of the water, where I hear the magical pulse of life and of the possibility of future. What happens if the energy companies buy it and we become swallowed by the deadly chemicals, by radioactive materials, and the polluted water that provides life for everything? Welcome to Barnfest 2010. We're here in Beaverkill, New York, to celebrate the Catskill Mountain Keeper, the local environmental advocacy organization, and people are pulling up, they're gathering to share what they love and what they're fighting to protect throughout this Catskill region. I welcome you to join me in this conversation about the Catskills and about what's happening in this region. And foremost on people's minds is natural gas drilling. So I welcome you to join me to talk to me about why you're here today. Thank you so much. Welcome to Trailer Talk. I have joining me Julie and Craig Sautner. You traveled all the way from Pennsylvania. We're here in Beaverkill, New York. This is the Catskill Mountain Keeper Field Day and Barn Fest. Let's just begin. Let's start with water. Let's start with where you live, what's happening because of natural gas drilling.
We live in Dimock, Pennsylvania, which is also known as Ground Zero because of all the contaminated wells that we have down in the area. Ours was contaminated back in September 11th of 2008. So we've been putting up with it for almost 2 years now.
So how did this begin? When were you first approached? When did you decide what you were going to do and what was happening with your neighborhood and people on your street and in your community in Dimock? And as you say, Dimock terribly is ground zero. We're seeing every single thing that can and does go wrong with natural gas drilling going wrong in your home.
Right. We moved in there in March of 08 and we didn't think anything about it. Then we started noticing trucks going up and down the road, all the traffic. And then that's when we had a landman approach us. And he said he wanted us to sign a lease. And he said, don't worry, all the leases are the same. He said, all your neighbors are signing. And if you don't sign, we're just going to take the gas out from underneath you anyway. So, and we knew, you know, so what choice do we really have? So we decided to sign the lease. But nobody ever told us any of the wrongs that could happen. We were never informed. We were told that you won't even notice once we're done here. All you see is a little fire plug wherever the well is, and that's about all you're going to notice. We didn't have enough land for them to put a well on our property, so we didn't worry about that. But little did we know that, you know, them drilling a well on somebody else's property could contaminate our well like it did.
And speaking of that, I've been carrying around with me some of your well water from Dimock, PA.
Don't drink it.
Your home. Don't drink it. And you know, this, here it is. And the water that you brought here today looks even worse. And
yes. This
water does not look anything like
my
well water right now, right?
Right.
So to see that yellow, murky water, and what you brought here today
is even worse than
is even worse. So what does this mean then at this point? What's happened to the quality of your life? You're in this fight now to spread the word, to share with us what can happen with fracking and with the natural gas drilling.
Our life has been turned upside down because of, if you don't have fresh water, how can you survive? You can't survive without fresh water. So when we noticed it happen, we called the gas company and they say they would be out and do some things to try to see what was going on. And they said that, I talked to them on the phone when I was at work, and they said they wanted to purge the well. You know, they said that would clear it up probably. And I said, don't do it, because the pump is old, it's 18 years old. And by the time I got home, it was already done, and we were out of water. They purged my well, and we had no water. So now they had to come up with a plan to do something. So they put a rollback truck in the driveway with a water buffalo in the back of it to give us water for the day.
And this is the first time we've had a
buffalo. That was the first time we had a water buffalo. Yes,
that was the first time. And then it became winter and the buffalo was going to freeze because it was sitting outside. So they decided to put in a filtration system.
But not the one that she picked out.
No. No, they put their own filtration system in, and it was basically a carbon filter, and it filtered the water. It took the color out of the water.
But that's all. See, we were the lucky ones. We were the lucky ones. We could tell we had a problem just by the color of the water. What about the poor kids that were still drinking the water that didn't know they had bad wells and that were throwing up and diarrhea and sores on their mouths and everything like that and couldn't figure out for the life of them what was wrong with them? They had no idea what was wrong with them. They had clear water.
Yeah.
But the wells were contaminated. So we were fortunate in that sense, you know. And, you know, it was just a system they put in the house, and it was an add-on system. The more problems, the more they added on to it.
The more it wasn't cleaning the more water, the more they added on to it. So we have a big science lab down in our basement right now.
And so the science lab, so is it the gas company that's coming, and I mean, what's happening at this point? What's their involvement been, and what kind of recourse have you had?
They were the ones that picked out the system that we should get, had it installed. They paid for it all, and really, what it was, they were just, you know, trying something out. We were like guinea pigs,
covering up the problem, basically.
That's all they were doing. You know, it's like putting a Band-Aid on something, just masking the problem. Yep. And that's what they did. They put the system in our house, and we used that system for almost a year with that water going through there. Okay, it might have cleared the water up. What about all the other contaminants? How do you know what even to test for? Because you don't know what chemicals they're using to frack. How do you know what to test for if they don't have to disclose it?
Right.
So we used that system for almost a year, and there's a carbon filter down there. That would go bad within 3 months. That's how much stuff
we
have.
And not only that, not only was our water dirty, we also had methane in our water.
Yes.
So they also added a methane remover down in the basement to try to remove the methane, which was not working as well. So to make a long story short, the DEP took the system offline and the wells, decided to bring
the end of October
another water buffalo in for the second time for us. And we're still, here it is, 22 months later. Well, that's been since the end of October. Mm-hmm. 22 months later, we're still living out of a buffalo in our garage.
That's what we have. We have a water buffalo in the garage now with a hose that runs out of the back through a hole in the wall that they drilled and ran a hose out and goes into a spigot in the back of the house.
So, Julie and Craig, what kind of life were you hoping for when you moved to Dimmick? What was it like before natural gas drilling?
I was planning on retiring there. We moved back to Dimmick area because my kids wanted to go back to Elk Lake High School. So, we decided.
And graduate and go to college.
So we decided, you know, I had in 2008, I had like 7 years ago that I could retire. So now I have like 4.5 years to go. I don't want to retire there. How can I? You know, I don't have any fresh water. Am I ever going to have fresh water? I don't know. Are they going to, you know, bring water in? Are they going to pump it in or something? We don't know what they're going to do yet.
Our lives are basically on hold. Both of our children want to go to college, but we're on hold because we don't know what the future is going to bring. So here we sit being still invaded, you know.
There's things we want to do to the house, and we don't even want to do it, because why put money into a house that's, you know, you can't sell anyway? Why would you want to, you know, make it any better?
We don't know if it's that dangerous where they're going to say, okay, you know, you people need to move out of the area. We don't know. We're waiting. It's a waiting game.
So you're waiting, and how about your health, your neighbor's health?
That's a concern for us.
Farm
really
animals, your companion animals, the air quality, the noise. I went to Dimmick in the winter time with the mayor from Dish Texas, Calvin Tillman, and I do want to go back and bring Trailer Talk to your home and to your neighborhood, but I couldn't believe what I was seeing in what clearly used to be a small rural town, and that no longer was. It had been so industrialized.
It went from residential to industrial. Now we live in an industrial city, I guess you would say. It's gas city, you know.
My biggest
it's
thing
no
is
longer our home.
My biggest thing is, you know, the property value, yes. But what did you do to the kids? What's the long-term effect health-wise on the kids? Here we have a vent, a 6-inch PVC pipe on our wellhead, 10 foot tall, that vents gas out into the air. Is that healthy for everybody?
You can hear it. You can hear it gurgling, the methane bubbling.
Up through the well.
And our son, he said, Dad, are we going to be okay? Are we going to wake up in the morning? You know, it gets really explosions. It gets really scary.
Yeah.
It gets really bubbling, you know.
My major thing is the kids, you know. What did they do to the kids, long-term effect? Yep. Did they take any years off their lives?
People can talk about the money, and our kids didn't ask for any of this. They didn't know anything like this was going to happen, nor are they benefiting. They're suffering from, you know, because of the gas drilling. So it's so intrusive.
I mean, all the tests that were done, the filtration system, people in and out, the DEP in and out, everything. I mean, it was just almost an everyday thing. For almost 2 years now.
We haven't been living our normal lives for two years.
I mean, and that's why we're out speaking out now because we want to educate people, let them know what we went through so they can make a wise decision instead of a hasty decision and before it's too late. Yep. If you wrong something, how do you right a wrong? You can't with water. You can't. Like I said before, you can't. I can live without gas. I can't live without water. And I can't. We have to have our water. I mean, it's a precious commodity that we got to, you know, we better protect it. We have to protect it.
Water's not a privilege or it's not a right. It's your privilege. So.
And, you know, we have constitutional rights, too.
Yep.
In the U.S. and the state for clean water and clean air. Our lease says...
They've taken that away from us. Right. They definitely have.
And our lease says that they have to... return our water well to original, if not better, condition. And they haven't done that.
How?
So that's a breach of contract. That is a breach of contract.
And now,
all of a sudden, they're having this big picnic in town in 2 weeks. They're, you know, celebrating their 101st, you know, well that they drilled.
Right.
And the article said that
in your town,
yes,
where all of this devastation is happening, they're having a picnic, oil company picnic?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Wow, how rude.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that is really a kick in the face for us. But. Yeah, real kick
in
the face.
And you can read the article. The article asks, you know, says, what does the picnic do for the Carter Road residents? And they said, it's going to educate them. Continued education.
They've been good neighbors, and they expect us to do the same.
They've been trying to be good neighbors all along, and they expect the same in return, they said.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, come on. How have they been a good neighbor to me through this whole thing? I've had the guy that was in charge of the Dimmock area and probably the Pennsylvania area, one of the head guys in the gas company, called him up because I wanted some stuff done that he was working on, and he wasn't doing a job.
Mm.
Well, I was talking to him, and what he started doing to me, he started whistling at me when I was talking to him on the phone. Now, how rude and ignorant is that?
They're arrogant.
I had him hang up on me at least 4, 5, 6 times. Yeah. I mean, just hang right up on me. If you have nothing new to say, I don't want to hear about it. I mean, come on. The guy no longer works there. He's no longer there. I mean, I took that right to the headquarters, right down to Houston, and talked to him about him. You don't treat, that's being a good neighbor? I mean, come on. How is that being a good neighbor, you know? And the water buffalo, when you come... You can take a look at the water buffalo, see what you think about it, too, you know?
Yeah, to see if you want to live like that.
Yeah.
Right, to live like that. Did either of you ever think that you would be in this kind of situation and that
absolutely
you would
not
be treated in this kind of way?
Never, ever.
Not as an American citizen, no, absolutely not, no.
We thought, you know, they would just come in, drill the wells.
Do their thing and leave, luck out,
you might get a little bit of royalty money, and that's all you thought, you know, and life would go on as it did every day. That's what we thought. So now, at least the people now, if we can tell it, let them, you know, hear it, maybe they can make their own decision about it.
Really.
We're not doing this for fame or glory or anything like that. We just do it so
it's
nobody
to raise
else.
Awareness, right? Yes. So nobody has to go through what we went through, and at least they're going to be forewarned, where we never were forewarned.
Yeah, we
didn't know
not a
that
clue.
This could happen. you know, our land man didn't tell us, you know, we weren't warned of anything.
No. Well, and to imagine myself at my home that I love, on my road that I love, to imagine that that would completely shift where it becomes poisoned and my quality of life every moment is really filled with a question of whether I will wake up safely, whether the people that I love and my neighbors are okay, whether all of it, right? So it's surrounding you. Yeah. You're really immersed in something that I don't think anybody would ever want.
Well, let's put it in better perspective.
Okay.
There are 70 wells in a 9-mile square that we live in, and that's how many wells.
Yeah, if you figure it out, I mean, I know there's a lot of wells on one pad. There might be 3 or 4 on one pad.
No,
but if you divide it all up, that's 1 every 1/8 of a mile if you divide it all out. That's quite a few wells, isn't it?
It's quite a few wells. And what has happened to your relationships then? You're on Carter Road in Dimmick, PA. What has happened to your relationships with your other neighbors? And
it has brought us a lot closer to our neighbors. We didn't even know a lot of them.
Right.
And we know, I mean, Ron and Gene Carter live down the road from us. Great people. We're down there. We try to go there at least once, maybe twice a week, sit on their porch and just talk to them. They're you know, maybe early 70s. We just go down there just to talk to them and everything like that, you know. If we don't show up, they call us, where you guys been, you know,
yeah.
And we love them, you know. I mean, they're decent people, and it has brought us a lot closer.
Now, that's the people on Carter Road. Now, you extend out further where you have mm-hmm. landowners, and they don't appreciate what we're talking about.
No.
And why is that? Is it because they haven't been adversely impacted as you have on Carter Road, or that they are okay?
In a different way. They have been impacted not with the water issue, but with less roading money because they had to plug up 3 of the wells.
Okay.
Right. So. Yeah. It's taken away their livelihood, whether it be jobs, you know, and we're not after anybody's jobs or anybody's royalties. You know, we just want clean air, clean water. We want to live a normal life. That's what we would like. We would like some normalcy back in our lives.
Yeah, we didn't ask for this.
No.
We didn't ask for this.
And neither did our kids.
Right.
So.
Right. Wow.
Nobody in the area wanted any of this kind of stuff. Nobody ever
we didn't
thought.
Expect
none of the,
it.
Nobody expected this to happen, you know?
Well, thank you both so much for joining me. And
thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And I would very much like to come.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
Open door policy.
Yes,
thank you.
And, you know, we extend that not just to you, anybody in the area, up here, anywhere, any of the towns in Pennsylvania.
If it's going to help, come say.
Yes, come and visit.
Yeah.
We got an open door policy. Anybody's welcome there anytime.
There's constantly drilling or fracking going on, and you need to see it for yourself.
Yeah.
The truck traffic, the roads.
Yes. We invite anybody who wants to come to visit.
Thank you both very much, Julie and Craig Sautner.
Okay.
Who will want to live near this kind of an industry? I mean, you wouldn't want to be anywhere near one of these things. The traffic, the tanks, the dust, the noise, the lights. I'm Maria Grimaldi, and I live outside of Youngsville, New York. I guess I'm an avid environmentalist. I have a small organic farm. I am a member of the Catskill Mountain Keeper Association. I'm a former Cornell Cooperative Extension educator. I was on the board of directors of the Sullivan County Soil and Water Conservation District, and I'm very concerned about these issues that are coming for us. Very concerned.
And Maria, what are your concerns?
So many people have worked so hard to take care of our beautiful environment up here, our water resources, our farmland, the trees, the animals, the peace and the quiet, and to allow an industry that is so polluting as this hydrofracking operation of going for natural gas to come into the Catskill Park, the National Park area along the Delaware River, and in the Catskill Forest is, to me, totally outrageous. I just don't understand What are they thinking? It's just outrageous to allow an industry to come in to help make money for a handful of people and put all of our natural resources in jeopardy. This is not something that's going to invite tourists and second homeowners to come here and invest in good properties. Who is going to benefit from this operation? A handful of landowners who, for whatever reasons, whether they are financially strapped or whether they're just greedy, or these big companies such as Halliburton. Do we need to go there again? I mean, who are the real terrorists here coming into an area that is so peaceful and so beautiful? And all right, maybe a little impoverished right now, but you know, there's nothing wrong with a little poverty once in a while. It humbles us.
Yeah, I'm Laura Moran. None of this can be, I mean, plants and people need some very basic things in order to live and survive. And a couple of the things that we share, and most significantly what we share with the plants, vegetables, flowers, everything around us, is water. And it's a precious resource. Starting now, we've really got to concentrate on what's going to happen and focus what's going to happen to our water source here in Sullivan County, which reaches the Delaware, where it's all starting up by the East Branch, and from Binghamton on down to Philadelphia. I mean, that's our Delaware River. That's so important. And there are so many streams and tributaries that lead into that, where historically the farms have used those streams and tributaries and the flooding fields as growing fields. If there's stuff in the water that's getting into the field, that's a problem. If there's no water, that's also a problem. There's only so much out there. But what surprised me, living now by the river, is how the river changes, how alive the river is. And it's never a static entity. It's so alive, and you really have to engage it almost every day when you live near it. And I think that the people who are coming in just to use it as an industrial resource don't understand that vitality of the river and how it is such a changeable, I mean, its own creature, its own character here among us. I mean, these are river towns. These are towns that grew up on the rivers for reasons.
You know, our values have to change. Are we only alive for a short period of time so we can accumulate wealth? It just sounds so sick to do that, to be that way. Don't have an answer for anything, but I definitely think that people should reassess their whole life, find out what's important. My name is Suzanne Bevier. It's a really good chocolate
brownie.
Good, I made them today. They're fresh.
What happens if we end up hating each other because protections are not put in place? What happens if we want to run but we have nowhere to go? What happens if instead of songs of beauty and the natural landscape, we hear the cries in the night of cracking and poisoned water tables? Without water, we will be pulling the trigger guaranteeing our demise. So as I lift this pure sweet glass of Catskill water to my lips, I ask for the courage to find a better way to move through this life, and I demand that this land is protected so that we all can continue to have a home. No drilling until it is proven to be safe, period.
Speaking out now, because we want to educate people, let them know what we went through so they can make a wise decision instead of a hasty decision and before it's too late. Yep. If you wrong something, how do you right a wrong? You can't with water. You can't. Like I said before, you can't. I can live without gas. I can't live without water.
From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell. To watch the Trailer Talk webisode with Julie and Craig Sautner, please go to www.trailertalk.net. Trailer Talk gratefully acknowledges the Park Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Puffin Foundation for the generous support of our work. And special thanks to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. In addition, it's contributions from people like you that make this project possible. To find out more about the Marcellus Shale Water Project, please go to www.trailertalk.net. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artel. Safe travels.